Zale's jaw was tight, and his teeth gritted as he waited in the hall outside of Finn's quarters. He knocked again, this time more loudly, using the heel of his fist since, apparently, his knuckles weren't getting the job done. The Alpha-born prince was losing his patience, which he usually had an abundance of. Just not today. Especially since the visiting Omega, Finn, had been seen sneaking off with Zale's youngest brother, Cole. Which was dangerous. Particularly since Cole was considered a selky slut, what humans would call a manho. He loved to rut with anyone who would let him, be it selky, human, or hybrid. Most likely any male with a cock swinging between his legs. Hell, he probably rutted with other species of shifters. But even so, it brought Zale back to the problem at hand. He and his brothers had told their father, the King of the North, that he should send Finn away, return the Omega to his own colony, that he was no longer needed here at the Northern Colony. But his father hadn't listened. No surprise there. They all suspected that King Solomon had considered taking the Omega for himself. But a whole 2 years had passed since the king first brought Finn to the castle, so it made no sense for the unbonded male to remain. His father needed to shit or get off the pot. Either take Finn as his own to bear more sons, or send the poor Omega home so he could find an alpha of his very own. Unfortunately, there wasn't a fated mate waiting for Finn anywhere. His supposed alpha had been killed and eaten by an orca during their bonding swim, from what Zale understood. None of them had ever asked Finn about it because neither Zale or his brothers wanted to know those cringeworthy details, and they were also inclined to avoid him since he was an unbonded male. Again, being around an unbonded Omega could be dangerous. However, Cole tended to be reckless. If the Omega came into heat, Cole would most likely be the proud father of a future pup. Zale could just imagine how the king's head would spin at that news. So, Zale needed to nip whatever was going on between Finn and Cole in the bud. For his younger brother's sake, and also for Finn's. If the Omega had the urge to rut, he could do so with some of the betas the king kept on hand for that purpose. Nothing stopped Finn from taking a beta lover, especially since his corona membrane was no longer intact. But an alpha? No, he could not rut with an alpha that was not his mate. That was against Selkie law. Cole knew that, as did Finn. Therefore, Zale was being a good older brother and trying to head off a disaster. Or that's what he told himself. Yes, he was protecting not only Cole, but this Omega, who continued to live among a castle full of alphas even though that was unsafe. He stared at the heavy wood door and cursed. Why wasn't Finn answering? He leaned closer and shouted, "Finn, are you in there? Open your door!" Zale listened carefully. Nothing. He was done knocking. He had announced his presence, and now it was time to take the next step into the Omega's quarters. If the Omega was inside, he had given Finn plenty of time and notice to make sure he was decent. Zale's hand dropped to the door handle, and he pressed down. Unlocked. Another reckless act he would have to address with Finn. With a push, the door creaked open. All at once, the scent of an Omega in estrus hit him like a brick wall. He gasped as he fell to his knees, sweat beating instantly on his forehead. Holy Poseidon. Forcing himself to his feet, he was of mind enough to close the door and lock it. His nostrils flared as the heady scent of an Omega ready to breed swirled around him, beckoning him like a siren from the sea. He'd never gotten so hard, so fast, not even when Del had gone into heat recently. But the difference was, Del was bonded. Finn was not. He belonged to no one. No alpha had a claim on him. The male was available for any alpha to plant his seed deep.